wonderful week. Be kind to each other and stay out of the news. Yeah. Enough of that. Hey, this is the real, live, honest to goodness, not so shy John in the flesh. Just in time for being real late. As it happens, I was about an hour ago, I started uploading Tucker Booth number 57. Oh, sorry. That would be Tucker Booth number 52. And it seemed to be going really well, but after staring at it for almost an hour and realizing I was already 15 minutes late, I thought, well, I'll have to resume this later. So, Tucker Booth number 52. Did not make it up, but it is complete. Parts 1 and parts 2. Part 2 is an hour and 9 minutes. Part 1 is 2 hours. And part 2 is a very long interview with Jason Chandler, who's a really nice guy. Really smart, accomplished, interesting person who seems to have made his fortune several times just by keeping his own life together, worked at a CVS, has cut hair since the eighth grade, got his license when he came out here from St. Louis, started cutting hair for famous people, and started getting recognized for his music, which is what he came out here to do in the first place. So it's funny, the twisted paths we weave. Oh, and thank you, LAPD, for your constant contribution. The twisted path we weave on the way to success, or not, in my case, of course. Well, actually, I'm at the top of my game here, right at the tippy top here. I got the computer all warmed up. Oh, except it's not plugged in yet, but I don't have anything to play, so I'm just here to regale you with my wit. Oh, no. Stand back. All right.
Okay, this is Poopy Lung Stuffing with a request. This is an original song that I wrote a while back. I don't know when. It's called Dolly Got a Haircut. Dolly lost If she's lucky, she'll make it to the thrift store.
Next up, a secret find that I discovered here, the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Creatures of the night are abroad. And over there in the ruined churchyard, in the ruined church steeple, the cracked bell is being activated by the night breezes. Suddenly I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
All right, my lover.
Thank you.
that was wonderful. That was wonderful. You'll have to look that one up. The Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. This was seven limeys sitting up on stage in suits and bow ties, looking all formal like they were playing a concert. They do have a bass player over on the side and a couple of girls. They're all like middle-aged. And that was a delightful performance. I mean, I'm thinking maybe the perfect combination of really good talent, and excellent technical prowess, and the ability to make a fool of yourself at the same time. And I don't know, maybe that's the basis of British entertainment. I don't know, but I enjoyed that immensely, which you can too, like I say, since you're online. Hey, well, not right now, but, you know, bookmark it, come back later. No. This says Cover Devil Baby Mark Knopfler. But this is Christelle Brethon, who is one of my favorite harmonica players. Astounding person, too.
If we could stick together, that turtle crew, you look at them and they look at you. I love the Ballyhoo girl, but she don't care. It's hard to find love anywhere. Hard to find love anywhere. The professor is a talker, he's a talking man. And if he can't clean a midway, nobody can. He gets a tip on in from the midway man. You gotta have the sawdust in the blood. Gotta have the sawdust in the blood. The big fast man and the monkey girl. Come see the big fat lady. Get her slim with the alligator skin. Come see the devil baby. He's a talker, he's a talking man. He's got the whole studio eating out of his hand. You can be on too with the nuts and the geeks. Call 1-800, I am a freak. 1-800, and I am a freak. First man and a monkey girl. Come be the big fat lady. Get her slim with the alligator skin. Come be the devil baby. Be the big first man and a monkey girl. Come be the big fat lady. Get her slim with the alligator skin. Come be the devil, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful and remarkable. I guess I should explain here about Christelle Berthon. That was not really a girl's voice there, was it? Because, Christelle Berthon also circulated the video of how he got turned into a she at some point along there. Glad that she didn't lose her fine tenor voice. I'd never heard her. I always stumble on that. Never heard her sing before. But actually knew about Christelle and saw her play. Yeah, many videos, amazing stuff. She just plays the backup tracks all by herself. She just seems so lonesome. And then, after I'd, been checking her out for a couple of years and thinking, what is the strange thing about this girl? Then there was that other video about, being me and all that stuff. And, whoa, lo and behold, that's very interesting indeed. Now, the other one I found here, well, here's a grand old grandfather of philosophy and higher learning and higher knowledge. I subscribe to all this crap on YouTube, like I hope most everybody does, and they just throw stuff at me. Oh, quick announcement. Hey, quick announcement. I just got a phone call for Bennett, and he told me that they're about to drop a new Beatles album, and that the playlist is online, something to do with BBC Two. There was a BBC One, which sounds like, live set. And I guess they have more of those forthcoming, including unheard music. Unless you were maybe watching the BBC that afternoon, I don't know. But very interesting to note, something worth researching for all you old-timers out there. If you're into that grandfather music, well, speaking of which, here, Alan Watts is dead. But, of course, his memory lingers on. And so does his wisdom, as a matter of fact. Now, let's see if they throw a commercial at me. It does have 33,000 hits. Well, I was going to say, poor Poopy Lung Stuffing only had 1,500 hits. I've been listening to that song for a while, so a good couple of dozen of them are mine. But, anyway, here we go with Alan Watts.
There's many levels to this matrix. And the beauty of it is most people don't know they're in it. They think it's all quite natural. That's the beauty of perfect propaganda and indoctrination. I think we have Manolik. Is it Manolik in California on the line?
Manolik.
This is not Alan Watts, by the way.
Oh, good. How are you, Alan?
This is not Alan Watts.
Thanks for taking my call. I first heard you about a year or so ago on Coast to Coast. I work late hours, so I came home one night, and I usually listen to Coast to Coast on the way home.
Oh,
I heard you, and you really struck a chord.
Coattail dude.
I'm thankful.
Alan Watts is plural.
Everything I've ever really heard on Coast to Coast, you
and this is the
pretty much
the counterfeit
the most incredible thing they've ever had.
Alan Watts.
So I've been into you for a while.
Singular.
Your website. And,
so maybe it's a little
lecture,
dimmer bulb. Let's
I have your,
let's see
DVD
how long we can tolerate this.
And one of your books as well. And I think what I wanted to ask you, if I could, would be about the entertainment industry, which I'm a part of in a sense.
Yeah.
I wanted to know on the music side of things, because I'm in the music industry, and I see on a day-to-day basis, how dumbed down the masses of young people are, and they're being indoctrinated on a daily basis. But I wanted to know on the production end, how much, in terms of the producers knowing what they're doing with the sounds and, the tones and where the music's going, how much do they know about what they're doing? Or are they just thinking that do they get the call from someone above them that says, this is what we're looking for?
Yeah.
Do this? Or are they, some of them, either initiated in the whole game and knowing what the mission is? Or how does it work?
The higher ones, the ones in the bigger companies certainly do. Absolutely, I've met them. And I've worked with some of them. And the trick was always for me to try and get messages out in songs and so on that still were popular but bypassed the political correctness that was getting pushed in different directions. But the ones higher up are all experienced in the sciences of sound and the manipulation on the human mind of particular types of sound, the effects, the emotional effects it has on people. and also the words, the combination of words, which can have almost a magic impact on young people who parrot generally the choruses, and they vaguely understand or remember consciously some of the main verses, but the subconscious really listens carefully and retains these subliminal, you might say, the almost in the background verses, and they act upon it. They actually act upon it, programs them to act out, and they start to change their speech. They'll copy the little words.
Neologisms, they call it,
for new words. They start to mimic them. They don't know where it came from. Question anything. And so, yeah, it's
I got 99 problems.
Meetings in 1904 on this very topic, international meetings on the use of music. And one guy from New York who was experimenting with a new type of what became really jazz, not Dixieland jazz, but the more as of discordant type jazz. And he was kidnapped eventually after the Russian Revolution and taken over there because the Russians understood the significance of music on the minds of the youth. And they worked heavily on this. They came out with the Beatnik era. That was a communist invention where they would associate a particular dress code, a type of music, and the use of marijuana for the West, and use this kind of discordant music, which put you into almost a hypnotic state. Nothing really mattered. Anything would go. And it took off really well in Europe, but didn't quite make it for the U.S. and Canada. So they had to go back and revamp it and turn out pop music. Now, guys like Martin that worked with the Beatles was really a scientist in acoustics. Ooh. And how it manipulated the mind. If you listen carefully to the types of arrangements and so on that were done in that early music, it was definitely done not by backstreet musicians or three-chord wonders, but by people who really knew their stuff and how to get particular types of emotions attached to the words that they were putting out.
Right.
Because when you have an emotive attachment to the wording itself, it imprints itself on the mind, the brain.
Right.
And you will never forget it. It will affect your personality, in fact, yeah.
Well, today's producer, the kids that, you know, and I know a lot of these guys out here that are doing the music that, you know, that's out. Okay, the music's not as complicated. It's not as thought out. There's a lot of sampling and looping. How does it work now? I mean, it's the same thing. Are these guys aware that the tones that they're using are going to produce a certain response are they just following a trend? Like one producer hears what the sound is and...
Yeah, that's right. They see what's coming at the top, what's been pushed and promoted to be number ones in the hit list, and they emulate it, thinking that's now in, we'll do something similar, yeah.
Well, Alan, I don't know if I'm sure you don't keep up with much pop music, but it is getting to the point where I mean, I'm around young people all the time, and I don't know where it's going to go if we don't get to the youth soon. These kids are going, like, yeah, I hear you talk about, you know, the microchip and the future and being prepared for it. Mm-hmm. With the mentality that's being bred into the kids today or the children today, they're getting progressively more and more ready for that because the violence in the music, the aggressiveness in the music, and the whole idea of, it's about me, not about you. I could care less about community. And it's like all those elements that you talk about, you know, with family being broken down, you know, man and woman, it isolates the child so that the music becomes a friend almost.
That's right. It's a friend. And what it does, too, and this was talked about a long time ago when they discussed they called it the sequencing of music trends, where they would come out with pop, then rock, again, all Masonic terms, then heavy metal, like King Arthur's sword, you know, that's what it refers to. And on it went right down to rap.
Wrap
things up. And the judge, of course, and the Masons hit the gavel, and that starts the session.
These
are all Masonic terms for a sequence. And during the late 80s, when they were creating massive unemployment, they wanted a nihilistic generation. So they came out with basically what was, before they gave the word metrosexual males, suddenly all the groups were metrosexual. Yeah, that's wailing music, sort of lost music, which was very depressing. It was meant to put them in a state of depression.
Is that the New Wave movement that was going on in England with the whole... I remember England had this whole New Wave where all the guys kind of looked like, you know, kind of feminine or effeminate with their look. New,
that's right.
New romantics or
that's right.
Different subgenres.
Mm-hmm. And I've been present when very older people who are professionals pick out people from a lineup who've all volunteered. Well, they're all looking for a job as a musician or a group, and they're picked. You are the right size, the right weight, and all the rest of it. The right looks. You're now a group called so and so. You only sing three hits in a row. Here's the songs. You get well paid. You don't tell anybody about it. This is a setup. And they just act out their you know, 6 months to a year in the hit parade, and then they disappear. You wouldn't believe the business behind it all at the top. And it's not done by just business people at the top. I've seen how they picked the top 10 and top 20s in Britain at the BBC. And these were people with tweed suits, women and men, in their 50s, sometimes 60s. They had no interest, obviously, in the particular music, except for the psychological effects and the social conditioning that they put through. And they were picking what songs all media in Britain was going to push as number one right up to 20.
Wow.
So this is how it really, really is. It's a scientific thing.
It's funny because I heard you talk about this before with Jackie a while back. And you were talking about, you know, rock, the Beatles, and the whole thing. And in my experience, I've seen the same things where a producer will get with an artist, an unknown artist, and this artist will have a song written, but the producer will take the song, change the lyrics up, change the way the arrangements will go, and say, okay, here's how you sing the song.
That's right.
And, you know, get the co-writing credit for it, and the whole idea of what the artist wanted the song to be has been changed now.
Absolutely.
It happens all the time. I see it all the time.
I met one guy who was one of the top rap groups, and he went through the drug scene, the whole thing, and almost killed himself, and then he left it, and he did get religion, which helps a lot of people who are addicted to substances and so on.
Right.
But he said the same thing. He says, we walked into that studio the first time with an average song, girls, boys, all that kind of stuff. By the time they'd left the studio and it was recorded, it was Kill Cops and all this kind of stuff. Completely changed.
Isn't that fascinating? I'm telling you. Now, keep all that in mind as you listen to these next three selections, all right? Here we go. the longest 2 minutes and 22 seconds of your life. I am controlling your mind.
You gotta be on the dime, man. What's up with that? Yo, bro shot?
Yeah, word up, bro shot. We need some brothers to be, like, dropping knowledge.
Hey, man, won't you quit talking all that stuff and do something about it? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you talking about kick some, knowledge.
Yeah, won't you do that, like, right now?
Some wisdom for the people.
What's up with that?
I got it. Your mom is so fat.
How fat is she?
Your mama is so big and fat that she can get busy with 22 burritos, but times are rough. I seen her in the back of Taco Bell with when she talk, naked on a mountaintop, tooting on a fizzle, riding on a horse, drinking whiskey out of his hoop. She got the rubber teeth of an African bat. Her middle name is Mud Bone, and on top of all that, your mama got a glass eye with a fish in it.
Your mama got a glass eye with a fish in it.
Your mama got a glass eye with a fish in it.
Your mama, your mama.
Okay, now after we listen to The Far Side say a bunch of real nice things about your mama, here's ancient icon Tom Jones singing about drugs.
Looking back on the track for a little green. Gotta find just the kind. I'm losing my mind. Out of sight in the night, out of sight in the day. Looking back on the track, gonna do it my way.
Out of sight in the night, out of sight in the day. Looking track, gonna do it my way. Look at that.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom, for thinking green. Good to know that. And this next song, I want to dedicate to the NSA. Next, you know, if you could only read my mind, oh, what a tale my thoughts could tell. that chorus go over? Okay, next. Next, I have a song. It's by a guy named Alex Harvey. And next, it's a song called Next. And this song I dedicate to the women of Los Angeles.
An army towel covering my belly. Some of us weep, some of us howl, knees turn to jelly. But next, next, I was just a child, 100 like me. I followed a naked body, a naked body followed me. Next, next. I was just a child when my innocence was lost in a mobile army hood house, a gift of the army free of cost. Next, next, next. Me, I really would have liked a little bit of tenderness.
Yeah, a little tenderness.
Maybe a word, maybe a smile, maybe some happiness, but next. Oh, it was not so tragic and heaven did not fall. But how much at the time I hated being there at all. Next, next. I still recall the brothel trucks, the flying flags. The queer lieutenant slapped that ass in thinking we were fags. Next, next. A voice that stinks of whiskey, corpses and of mud. The voice of nations, the thick voice of blood in it. Nay, since then each woman I have taken into bed, they seem to lie on my arms and they whisper in my head.
He had, huh? What a great voice. Now we have a little Gogo Bordello set for you all.
Good morning.
Oh, fuck.
She says, let's go to Brighton Beach. And a purple to disco. Just stop the foot and it
вот все будет хорошо. Things are actually sacred. And tapping your foot to the ceremony just won't do.
Melting, milking on my mind. Give me everything theory. illnesses in your family. Was your grandma auntie auntie? Was your grandpa bunty bunty? The Yaskin Embassy. Boom! I don't read the Bible.
I winked at the wolves. They broke out of cages, let's go. Got your guests lost in a gypsy part of town.
Ironically, other than the Far Side, that's probably the most hip-hop thing I've played all day, huh? And this last song is called Letter to Mother.
Imagining one thing, how someone stuck his finished knife.
Set that was, let's see, started out with the Residents doing Constantinople, Yo Mama, the Matt Dyke remix from Far Side, Little Green Bag as done by Tom Jones, the Spotniks, If You Could Read My Mind, NSA, next by the Alex Harvey Band, Gogol Bordello doing Let's Get Radical, Super Theory of Super Everything, Gypsy Part of Town, and Letter to Mother. And now, here's a little word from yesteryear about health food.
My grandpa's older than the old gray mare. He sits a-rockin' in his rocking chair, but now he's got a smile that he can't lose. Grandma's sitting knitting baby's shoes.
From eating waxed up molasses and Norwegian bread, makes you live so long you wish you were dead. You add some yogurt and you'll be well fed. With
life strap,
molasses, and the
Ouija
bread.
I gave up cherry pie and T-bone steak, chicken fricassee and ice cream cake. I don't need vitamins or pills at all. I even mix it with my hat of call.
Honey, life strap, molasses, and the Ouija bread makes you live so long you wish you were dead. You add some yogurt and you'll be well fed. With
the
backstrap, molasses, and the
Ouija bread. My nerves were jumpy and I'd walk the floor. I never got to sleep till after four. But since I'm eating right, I feel okay. I'm sleeping every night and half the day.
From eating backstrap, molasses, and the Ouija bread.
From eating
you live so long you wish you were dead.
From eating
you add some yogurt and you'll be well fed.
From eating
the backstrap, molasses, and the Ouija bread.
Inka dinka, inka dinka, inka dinka doo.
I was thinner than a pencil line, had no muscles and I had no spine. But now I'm friskier than a pup. All you have to do is prop me up.
Just feed me backstrap, molasses, and the Ouija bread. I make sure you live so long you wish you were dead. You add some yogurt and you'll be well fed. With backstrap, molasses, and the Ouija bread.
Oh, a fella who is 92.
Doctors told the guy that he was through.
But now that the doctor has been proven wrong,
he's got more a hop in him than hop along.
From eating blackstrap molasses and the weekend bread, makes you live so long you wish you were dead. You add some yogurt and you'll be well fed. With blackstrap molasses and the weekend bread.
Now I just discovered something. Oh, that was Groucho Marx, Danny Kaye, Jimmy Durante, and Gene Wyman. Cavalcade of stars here on Kill Radio this afternoon. But anyway, I just discovered something. I've been playing from a playlist all afternoon on my VLC player, which as I was playing it, I was realizing in the last week or two, I've started having doubts about the old VLC player and wondering if it's really up to snuff or not, because I found that if I play stuff on the Windows Media Player, it seems to have better fidelity. So I don't know. I hope I'm not too disappointed here, but I whipped out the old Windows Media Player. You know, run what you brung, as they say, and tow what you blow. But and just to add to that, black strap molasses and wheat germ bread, I wanted to add a little additional dietary supplement contributed here by Hank Williams Jr. and Kid Rock. That would be beer and naked women.
Get women and beer. We got it all in here for your eyes and your ears. They shot all in the clear. Way up north and down south. Woo! Somebody shut my mouth.
thank you very, very much. And by the way, I'll take one of each right up in here. Stat. Now, remaining on the edge of controversy, I bring you Miley Cyrus. Remaining controversial. imagine that. That was Dreamwave Dave before he was Dreamwave Dave. That was Not So Shy John when he was just Shy John on the harmonium. And what else I gonna say about that stupid tune? Oh, and he's still got those same strings on his guitar. Music by dead people. Jello and No Means No doing Jesus Was a Terrorist.
I found a new place to dwell down south of Market Street in Homeless Hotel. It feels so lonely, baby. It feels so lonely, baby. It feels so lonely, I could die. The yuppies, they all hate me. The cops all dressed in black. They dragged me out of Golden Gate Park, said, you ain't coming back. And it
Of course, that was Jello Biafra with Chumbawamba.
Reader's Digest.
And this
in
is John
back
Prine.
Of the dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven. Crowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shields filled with flags I couldn't see. Car upside a curb, right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
Yeah, I was trying to find something good to end the show with, and this had to come up with.
And I've set up and tore down this stage with my own two hands. We've traveled this land back tight.
American Badass.
All this for the fans, girls, money
just,
and fame.
I
played their game and had to scream my name. I will show no shame. I live and die for this. And if I come off soft, fix you on this.
Are you scared?
Devil without a cause, and I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 pack of Stroll, 30 pack of hoes. No Rogaine in the propane flows. The chosen one, I'm the living proof. With the gift, the gab from the city of truth. I jab and stab and knock critics back. And I did not stutter when I said that. I'm going platinum selling rhymes. I went platinum 7 times. It's still the ill that wanna see us ride. I guess because the only God knows why. Why? They call me cowboy. I'm a singer in black. So throw a finger in the air. Let me see where you're at. Say,
hey, hey.
Let me hear where you're at. Say,
hey, hey.
I'm giving it back. So say,
hey, hey.
Show me some metal and say,
hey.
Fuck all y'all.
I like the AC/DC and ZZ Top. We'll see this beast. He's in the Kings of Rock. Skinner, Seeger, Limp, Korn, the Stones. David Allen Coe with No Show Jones. Yeah! Pass that bottle around. Got the rock from Detroit. Soul from Motown. The underground stone. Fucking pimp. With tracks that Mac can slap back the whack. Never gain away. I don't play with ass. But watch me rock with Liberace Flash. Punk rock the class. Boy bands are trash. I like Johnny Cash and Grandmaster Flash.
Okay, here we go. Of course, that was Kid Rock doing American Badass. I thought I'd end with a bang there. Just a great set this afternoon. I just kind of pulled that out of thin air. I just thought about programming your mind with music. See, that's what they're trying to do, the Illuminati out there. But see, the thing is, you got to listen to the right music. That's the point. All right, well, and I'm going to be hauling it out of the way right away here because Brown Zero has arrived, and we are going to proceed on into the night. All right, so in the meantime, everybody be good to each other, be kind, be nice to your neighbors, be patient. Stop lying. out on the road, and the watchword around here is stop lying. I love it, and that's what we do here on Kill Radio. That's right. Tell the truth. All right.